Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and today we're into part 51 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is 51 messages, but I've done thousands of messages on this particular subject, so I'm experienced because the Lord's presence, the actual comforter, is permanently dwelling in me. But if I became sinning, I would be, as the Apostle Paul said, I would be a castaway also. So Paul there tells us that there is no once saved, always saved if we don't allow the Lord to abide in us as the Comforter to teach us all things. And this isn't going to happen. Most people don't believe that they have to have the fear of the Lord. I watch a lot of the different Christian, supposed to be Christian broadcasts, and they don't preach the fear of the Lord. They just say, oh, if you have to fear God, well, then that it means that you don't really love Him. The Lord says that you're to keep His commandments. He said the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. And why are these, quote, evangelists, unquote, saying that that isn't necessary? Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So what these evangelists are saying is that there's no need for you to have God's wisdom. Then the book of Proverbs goes on to say that the fear of the Lord is wisdom. There isn't anything that a person is going to do for the Lord. He says, God said, they will not serve me if they don't fear me. That's why he says, I've caused them to fear me when at the mount when there was thunders and lightnings and smoke. And everybody in the whole congregation of Israel heard the Lord audibly speaking the Ten Commandments. Thunders and lightnings and trumpets sounding, and an earthquake, and He shook them, and they all fell on their faces before the fear of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And so these evangelists are of the devil that tell you that you don't need to fear the Lord, especially in the book of Ecclesiastes, where it tells you that this is the whole duty of man, is to fear God and keep His commandments. Now in the book of John, the 20th chapter, verse 22, it shows Jesus, they were in a locked room, and here Christ appeared right before them, and He was flesh and blood and bone. And so He was able to appear and then disappear. He was able to walk through material. Because, why? He's God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And he told them to be peaceful, have peace. And He says, now, receive the Holy Spirit. So He blew the breath, His breath into them, and they received the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't say that they spoke in tongues. So this was a temporary situation, to comfort them, because they all had sinned. They were fearful. They were fearful of the elders of the secular, you would call, they say the secular government too, is a secular synagogue. They were like evil. And so He said, He told them to tarry and go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit to come down upon them. And there's no possible way that they would have done this if they didn't fear Him. It's good to fear what the Lord says, because if you don't do what He says, you're not going to make it to heaven. But you'll abide in the lake of fire with Satan, and where there's torment forever. It's called the eternal death, where it's just nothing but torment. That's what the Bible calls it. So when 500 people, or above 500 people, saw Him defy gravity, where the Holy Spirit took Him right up into the kingdom of heaven in a cloud, He then was able, from heaven, because He became the Holy Spirit, He is the triune God, and He is the Comforter, He's the Holy Spirit. And He stated that He would send the Comforter. Well, how does He have the authority to send anybody? Doesn't God have that authority to send, actually dispatch the Holy Spirit? In other words, Christ is saying, I'm going to dispatch God into you. to live there permanently. Amen?
Amen?
That's what he says. And then he'll teach you all things. All right, so if you're living in this dark world, and you don't have the Baptist, you say, well, I'm a Baptist, they teach that we're not supposed to have that. And all these other religions say that you're not supposed to have that. Well, you know, you just go on in this dark world without having the Comforter, the Master in you, living in you, the Holy Spirit, living permanently in you to give you direction and teaching you all things of when to leave your house or when to come back into your house or what road to take downtown or uptown or wherever you're going or to stay at home or to get out today and do this and that. Yeah, you need to have, in this dark world, the Lord directing your feet, and directing traffic. And then when you are meeting a person, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead bodily is in you, and Jesus is the light of the world. Well, in the book of Revelations, it talks about the Lord showing John all the things. He's showing him with pictures, with signs of all the different things that he must write in a book. He didn't say, I'm going to tell you what to write in the book. He says, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you pictures, signs of what to write down, because we're living in a day where most people's brains, when are out to lunch, their people are vegetables today because they've sinned so much and sin is so prevalent and there's so many diversities in the world to keep people's minds distracted from one thing or the other. We've got people in my own church here that you catch them playing video games and crossword puzzles and things like that. They don't have their mind on winning souls. But when the Spirit abides in a human body here on this earth, when they've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, in other words, then he abides forever and he teaches you all things. Well, the Bible tells us that the Lord showed the lampstands. That was the first picture he showed him, and this is a combination of God the Father, who is like gold, and God the Son, who is the shining, the brightness, and the church. This is a combination. Now, that's what the picture is, because the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and the church, they are the church. They're the body of Christ. They're the bride of Christ, and after the marriage supper of the Lamb, they're the wife of Christ. There's a difference between being a bride. On the day of the woman's marriage, she wears a bridal gown if they go through the same formalities that usually the unsaved go through in this world. Some people that are saved, they get a wedding gown and they go through the ritual. Unlike Isaac, who just took his wife into his mother's tent and consummated the marriage. But Bible tells us that also that that the seven stars are the seven angels of the churches. Well, the word angel means messengers, and so there are many people that are in many brothers throughout the world that are messengers or angels of God, the ones that are bringing the message of the Lord to the world. And Daniel states that they shine as the brightness of the stars, because they lead many to righteousness. Now, people that are not leading people to righteousness are not messengers of God. They're not the angels or the stars of God. Angel is messenger. That's how it's translated in the Greek, the original Hellenic Greek, written and spoken by the Jews. So this is the second picture that Jesus shows John. First it's the lampstand, and then the lampstand being the church also, because the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and the church are one. The bride of Christ, the wife of Christ, of God, is the church. And they also are the New Jerusalem. And I'm going to be bringing a message on it's like a pale, they saw, then the next one is a throne, and they see God on the throne, and he is, looks like a jasper stone, which is a very pleasant looking light green, which is symbolic of fullness of life. And the New Jerusalem in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation also states that the church, the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem, which we are, and the bride of Christ, is also green because we have the fullness of God's life in us. If you have the fullness of God's life in you, then you are not just a, you're not a person of the Lord only in heaven when eternity seems to be starting there, but eternity starts here. You're not just a messenger or a star or an angel when you reach heaven, but you are one that leads people to righteousness right here on this world at this present time. And you're able to do that because the Spirit of the entire triune Godhead, which is Christ, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and he's living in people that have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that take their salvation seriously, that take God seriously, that take God, who is the Word of God, seriously. And to know Christ, Christ, the Bible says, is the Word of God. Well, I'm getting a little ahead of myself right now, because these are messages that I want to bring later on in the future, and there are many other signs and pictures from the book of Revelation that I want to talk about, and you'll be wanting to hear them if you are concerned about where your soul spends eternity. Alright? But right now we have three letters, right? And we have some things that I've written. And right now let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Holy Spirit, the living God, to anoint outwardly this service. Father, I thank and praise you, Lord, for your wisdom, the fear of God. There's no way, Lord, that in that office that I would have stood up and told the people about the Lord Jesus Christ and that he's coming back to earth again unless you put such tremendous fear in me. There's no way I would do that. And there's no way that I would confront or I would reprove the entire cult of Rome, its government, and its media the way I do, unless I have more fear of you than of them. Now, people are pacifists today because these devils have brought so much narcotics and drugs into the United States that now everybody's become passive, and they have believed another message that is not your message. They're believing that we should just all be one major church, and religion should all get together, even satanic religions, devil worshippers, and that we should have peace on earth by just melding into one big bunch of devils. But Lord, your word tells us to be separate and to be holy and to have the fear of you and to not receive any other doctrine, any other gospel than that which you have given to the apostles. And therefore, Lord, anyone that deviates from that, they may have, and many have been believing this doctrine that were once saved, and they have fallen away. And you never leave or forsake anyone, but, Lord, they have left and forsaken you, and now are saying that this world system of the Antichrist system from Rome, that one world church or cult, the its government that enforces and forces their doctrines on the world, and also the media that exalts this Roman Catholic cult, like we see on the anniversary of John Paul II's death. This man was the one who helped make the cyanide gas to kill the Jews in World War II and sold it to the Polish concentration camps, the Nazi concentration camps, and actually helped them do this. And because of the piece of literature that I had written exposing this situation, which is called The Fugitive Pope, The Pope actually came forward and admitted that he had worked for I.G. Farben and done these things, but that he was forced to do so. He, as a criminal lord, as you know, fled after the war to Argentina, and he was rewarded by making him cardinal, then pope. And he was there's so many things that I've written in the Lord on him that you have given me. I ask you, Lord, I mean, I have felt your anointing because you abide in me, but I ask for you to talk through me even more in this service. Quicken. You are the life-giving spirit, the quickening spirit that quickens people from a life of deadness, of doing things that are absolutely without any merit, or that will be of any value when they reach the judgment throne, the great white throne, where you sit in judgment, just judgment. And if you are not found living and working in and through vessels, they will be cast into hell. And we're right at that point in time. And there isn't enough time for me to bring... I want to bring these messages so much, Lord, to bring them up to speed of exactly how close we are to your judgment day. We are so close. There are people that don't realize that there are just a few more seconds of time. Just a few more seconds of time. And they still are haughty. Even in my church, Lord, you know the ones that are playing games in here and using your house as a place for them to just lodge and eat and do little or nothing. And there are some in the church, Lord, but for those to shine as the stars, bright as the stars, and you said that they would shine as the sun in your gospel. There are a few of them, and I thank God for them, Lord. Buster is one of these, because he's a winner of souls. He's leading many to righteousness. And, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to use me as a vessel that wins many to righteousness, that leads them to righteousness. Lord, let this message today bring forth an abundance of souls, however many you like, and also let it strengthen the church. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so let's read some letters. Where's the first one from?
From La Pwala, Zambia, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, peace and love be with you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I was highly enthusiastic when I received the Alamo t-shirts that you sent to me and also the newsletters. They are greatly changing lives in my church and also of the people that I preach to in the village. The t-shirts have also helped me to evangelize the Word of God. Pastor, I am very grateful to receive the letter requesting the sizes, color, and amount that I prefer. Please, Pastor Tony, just send me 6 sweatshirts, size large, 3 black and 3 white. Please, Pastor, send me 100 newsletters and 15 books entitled The Messiah According to Bible Prophecy. We also thank God for the struggles and hard times that you passed through to formulate this ministry. May God bless you and strengthen your good leadership in the Lord. It is also my prayer that one day I may become like you in the Lord. I shall keep updating you.
Oh, become whatever the Lord makes you be. But, you know, he just be a person that leads many to righteousness. And he'll, if he's living in you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, you'll do it. And he'll do it right through you. He can use anybody. He's no respecter of persons. So, well, if you want to be like me, well, that's good. But, you know, I want to be like Jesus, and so that's the way he made me, and you want to be like Jesus too? Well, you'll be like me too, okay, because I'm like him, okay, and I love him, and I'm afraid of God. I fear that to not listen to him. Some people are very slow to hear, and they don't, boom, when he says move, and therefore they destroy many souls. They never win a soul because they're too laid back. They're too laid back to be Christians. The Lord is swift. He says, be swift to hear and slow to speak. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I don't want to, I just want God to speak through me. And he's swift to speak as well. All right, go ahead.
I shall keep updating you how my church will keep growing through the material that you send to me. Lastly, greetings go to all the members of the ministries, that God may bless them in uplifting the work of God. We are planning to send you our pictures so you can see the wonders God is doing in our lives.
Right, but we'll put them in our newsletters. Amen?
Amen.
And we'll put them on our website. All right? Okay, then what else?
Your servant in the Lord, Katai, from Luapula, Zambia.
Praise the Lord. I've never even heard of these places before. Amen. Mm-hmm. Where's the next letter from?
From Annandale, Virginia.
I've never even heard of that place. But look at how the Lord gets his word around. Amen. It's Amen. All over the world. Then what?
Dear sir, I heard your wonderful program on WWCR this morning. Thanks so much for your teaching. Bless you for your success in Africa. God seems to be blessing you quite well. Thanks for being on a station that I can hear you. Sincerely, Mark from Annandale, Virginia.
You know, we ought to get these letters of people that are hearing the radio broadcast to the people over at the Transworld, a place that gets us all these radio stations, that books us on there, so that they can read them to also stations around Los Angeles and other many stations in L.A. and San Francisco and everywhere, so that radio stations will not fear what the people of the world will do to them, but they'll start fearing what God will do to them if they don't put me on. All right, then what?
Next letter's from Ghana, Africa.
Okay.
Dear sir, I am very happy to write you this letter. How are you? I hope by the grace of the Almighty God you are fine and everything is moving on successfully.
By the power of God, the grace of God, the power of God, yes, I am. I'm going to continue until as long as the power of God's in me. And I intend to keep that power forever. Okay, it's up to you. It's up to me. Because the Holy Spirit will abide if you want him to. All right? And he will use you and deal to you and through you if you'll let him. But a lot of people, you know, when they're talking to God, they just want to hear from him regarding comfort and prosperity. But people need to have an open ear unto the Lord so that they can hear his reproof and his instructions, his what you're supposed to say and do. So keep an open ear. Like I said at the beginning of the program, I'm going to try to see if the Lord will allow me to do some messages in regard to how to hear what the Lord is telling you to do. Some people say, well, we have the Word. Yes, you do have the Word, and that's hearing God. But in the Word of God, it doesn't tell you minute by minute, second by second of what to do. And this is it takes you studying the Word and praying to God and seeking him to find out what it is that he wants to do in and through you. If you don't do that, well, then you're in a dark world and anything could happen to you. God said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So the Holy Spirit says, I'll give you knowledge. I'll teach you all things. But if you don't care about hearing from him, if you don't care about the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in you to teach you all things on a minute-to-minute, second-by-second situation of what to do and say, well then, who are you? You're nothing. If you're not fighting Satan, then the salt has lost its savor. The Bible says, you know, salt is good. It's good that you're salty. But if you're not fighting Satan, well, then what good is the salt? It's good for nothing. Because we're called to bring about the body of Christ, the church, the New Jerusalem, The New Jerusalem is also green and full of life, the body of Christ, the whole unit of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and His people, the church, are full of life, and they're green like jasper stones. Amen?
Amen.
Beautiful, pleasant, green pastures. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then what?
The main and important reason why I'm writing you this letter is that I have helped four people to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior through your literature, and that He died on the cross because of their sins.
See, the Bible says that those stars, us messengers, will lead many to righteousness, and we shine like the stars mentioned in the book of Revelation. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we just shine. What does that mean? Because we're bringing God's Word, we're shining God's Word into this dark world so that you can hear it and receive it and be saved and be stars also. Messengers. Angels. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Now, He shows us pictures in the book of Revelation of that. And He tells us in the book of Daniel, when you're reading the book of Revelation and understanding, you must know the rest of the Bible. Daniel, which is another book that is symbolic, that is given in pictures. It's pictures. Amen?
Amen.
Signs of pictures are signs. All right, then what?
When I received your letter, I first called my four friends to see what was in the letter. We saw that it was literature, so I shared them with them. After reading them, especially the one entitled Earthquake, when they finished reading it, one of them especially cried seriously. I prayed for them, and they decided to take Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Please, sir, I want you to send me about 25 copies that I can share to my friends who have not taken Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Well, pass them out also to just the people on the street. And even give them to your enemies. The Lord will reward you handsomely for that. And this is not just for your friends or your family. It's for everybody. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord died even for your enemies. And if they get saved, if they receive the Lord, then they won't be your enemies anymore. They'll be your brothers and your sisters in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Please, please, and please again, try as much as possible to send me a Bible so that I can preach the Word of God to sinners so that they can repent.
You don't have to say please, please, please. Just say, I'd like a Bible, and we'll send it right to you. Amen?
Amen.
And it's free of charge. Everything, the Messiah book, all the literature, and these tapes or CDs, they're all free of charge, because you're not preaching that you should give tithes and offerings. Oh, and you should. Well, yes, because it says you're robbing God if you don't. But this is, all these other pastors and preachers teach it so much that I assume that you already know that out there. Okay? And if you send it, we'll be thanking and praising the Lord for it and for you as well. Because the more we receive finances, the more of the work of the Lord we can do. And that's why the Lord says you're robbing God if you don't send in tithes and offerings. But everything that we give to these poverty-stricken people, I mean, it's free of charge. And some people, I'm sure, are very wealthy, and they're just misers, and they just want to save every penny. They're not going to take anything with them. Amen?
Amen.
So we send them the Bible anyway, because the Lord wants to save misers as well. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm not worried about, is this person, are they ripping us off or something like that? I don't consider it ripping it off, because I give things away in the name of the Lord. I give the Bibles, the everything, the Messiah books, the literature, the tapes, the CDs, and everything in the name of the Lord. And, of course, you're supposed to tithe, and I mean, a lot of people reprove me for not asking for money. Well, you should know to do that anyway. So, I mean, yes, all right, send money. Give tithes and offerings to support the work of the Lord that we want to give these. You can see when people read this literature that they're getting saved. Amen?
Amen.
And woe be unto you if you don't help. Because we can't, we could do it with just the Lord. We can do all things with Him. But wouldn't you like to take part or be a part of this work and the benefits that the work, this work is going to receive in heaven? Praise the Lord. I'd want to be part of a work like this. As a matter of fact, I support works that have been saved through this work here all over the world. All right? And it's free of charge. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Yours in Christ, Titus, from Akyempim, Ghana, Africa.
Okay. Sharon, you want to come forward? We'll try to get some of this done. First of all, get the first chapter. Chapter 1 through 3, verse 1 through 3 in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. I'm going to teach you how to understand the book of Revelation. It's a book of pictures, signs. Okay, go ahead.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants.
To show unto his servants, amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Things which must shortly come to pass.
Okay, so he's showing it to him by signs. And also these pictures that he's showing. Then what?
And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
So he signified it. He, in other words, showed it. The picture of it. The actual sign of it to his servant John. Okay, that's signifying. Showing. Okay, then what?
Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
So John wrote it down, the things that he saw. Then what?
And of all things that he saw.
Okay, so it isn't what he heard, it's what he saw. Amen?
Amen.
He wrote down what he saw. Now that's the key to the book of Revelation, is what the Lord showed him in pictures and in signs, with signs as the pictures. Okay? So he wrote down what he saw. Right?
Right.
That's what I did. The Lord told me, write down what you saw. Write down those visions and the miracles that I've done through you. And I've written several pieces of literature of how that the Lord saved my soul. And how he showed me how to be married to Sue. And he showed me other visions that I wrote down and taught me lessons that I wrote down, supernatural things. But I saw them in visions, signs, and dreams. And I knew they were of the Lord. Okay, then what else?
Blessed is he that readeth.
So the blessing is for those that read about these pictures, okay, and signs. Then what?
And they that hear the words
and
of this.
Those that, in other words, understand, because hearing it means that you understand it. But that isn't enough. That do. Go ahead, read it.
That hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things that, which are written therein.
Yeah, that keep, that means to do what it says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now let's start reading from, okay, go finish it off.
For the time is at hand.
So when you're able to see the book of Revelations, to hear it, to understand it, and to be able to have the power of God living in you, to be able to let God do these things in and through you, then the time of his coming is at hand. Now that should frighten anybody that has a brain in their head or has anything in their soul, in their spirit. Amen? Yeah. If you've got God in your spirit, that should make you want to serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But if you don't have that fear, you will not serve the Lord with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. God, again, I'm going to repeat it, said, they will not serve me if they don't fear me. That's why he had an earthquake and shook that mountain up and talked to him audibly. That's the first time an entire nation heard the audible voice of God speaking from heaven. The Ten Commandments. And those Ten Commandments are so important, and you can't really keep them unless you have the triune God living in your tripart body, in your spirit. And when your dead spirit is united with the triune God, your tripart body will be resurrected. That's the first Jesus was the first fruit of the first resurrection. He's the first one that was resurrected from the dead, and he went up into heaven. And we are the ones that will be the others that are resurrected from the dead, or that we will be translated or transformed when we see him coming back to earth immediately after the tribulation, not before. There's no rapture before the tribulations, until after the tribulations, rather. All right? And whether you, I think you don't know it, you know, some of you out there that claim to be Christians, but we're in the tribulations right now. These are the beginning of sorrows, what you're seeing right now. This is, read the chapter 24 of the book of Matthew, and you'll see we're in the beginning of sorrows, beginning of the tribulations. Amen?
Amen.
And so you better have this guide, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the fullness of the Godhead bodily directing you on a second to second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, guidance for you. Or else you're going to, as the Lord said, my people perish for a lack of this, of my direction, understanding of what's going on. Amen?
Amen.
You think you're hip, you people out there that are porn stars and that are, you know, into rap music. Man, you're real cool. Man. No, you're not. You don't know what's happening. The Bible says you're dead in your sins and trespasses, and that you don't have the Lord God Almighty living in you to tell you when to zig and when to zag. That's why these rappers, every so often you see one of them getting killed, a bullet through their brain. If they knew they were going to be killed, if they had if they weren't in that business, first of all, and if they had the Comforter living in them, they would not think that what they're doing is cool, and they wouldn't have got in the car that night and went over to Las Vegas and driven down that street where they got, what's that guy, Biggie, he got himself shot to death, and many others of them have been shot to death, and people getting shot to death every day. Hundreds of people are being killed every day, and if they knew they were going to be killed, they wouldn't have been in the place where they were. The Holy Spirit would have told them, the Comforter would have told them, Jesus would have told them, the Father would have told them, don't go there. Because if you're not saved yet, if they had the Holy Spirit, they would be saved. But they don't care. Because you know why they don't care? It's because they think they're cool. None of us have a brain to know what to do in this day and age. We need the Comforter. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we need to listen to what he has to say. Well, I mean, when we pray to him, we don't want to just be praying for comfort or prosperity. We want to have an open ear. Lord, whatever it is that you want to tell me, whether it's comfort, reproof, rebuke, prosperity, poverty, whatever it is, tell me, because I know that I don't know anything save what you tell me. The Apostle Paul said he did more work than all the other apostles together, but he said it wasn't me, though, it was the Lord in me and through me. Amen?
Amen.
So he didn't take the credit for it. It was his reasonable duty, and whatever he had to go through, he deserved it, because he killed Christians before. And then God put the fear of God into him to make him not do that anymore, and to make them do whatever he said, I want you to do this. And you're going to suffer a lot of things for my name's sake, for preaching about me and teaching about me. Okay? So all you people, if you don't have the Lord, you're walking into a world that's gone wild, rather a world that's gone berserk. And you're just playing Russian roulette with your body, your spirit, and your soul. The best thing for you to do is to receive the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, with his Father by the Spirit, the triune God, in your tripart body and your spirit, so that you know what's happening. Because you're not hip to the haps, pal. You're not hip to what's going on. okay? You're not a hipster. When I see you guys gyrating around with your big fat guts and your baggy pants, I mean, and you just got this really, you know what's going on look on your face. I feel so sorry for you. I pray God save their souls. In Jesus' name. And you people in government, my God, you people are crazier than them all. You think you're the mafia. You've seen too many of these, you've been watching TV too much of these violent movies. I'll just pull out a gun and kill somebody. You're not hip. You don't know what's happening. You don't know when you're going to die. The Lord tells you that. So get hip, you know, get saved. And have the Lord talking to you every minute of the day, every second, so that you can preserve your life and mainly your soul. Okay, go ahead now.
The seven lamps are the seven spirits. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. This is the Trinity.
Okay, now the seven spirits, read that from Isaiah and also from the book of Zechariah. If the Bible talks of the seven spirits, and so this is why I'm writing this down, and the Bible tells of the seven spirits in the book of Revelation, amen? Mm-hmm. But let's see what the seven spirits are. Okay, find it quickly. Okay, did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay, give it to her.
You've
got it. Okay, now read it. They got the one from Zechariah. You get the one from Isaiah then. She's got Zechariah. You got Isaiah? Okay, read it. Tell them where it's at.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
Okay. Did you all find it here? Okay, so I assume that you people out in radio that are listening to me now, listening to us, have it. So go ahead and read it to them, the seven spirits.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit.
I was talking about Jesus. This is prophecy of the Lord. Okay, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you also when you become a son of God after you receive the whole triune God by the Spirit in you. Then go ahead.
The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Okay, and then the whole Spirit of God itself, the Spirit of life. Okay, so that's seven. Amen. Now read it from Zechariah. Two different places in Zechariah. Tell them where it's at.
Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9.
And
chapter 4, verse 10.
Okay, let's do the first one, 3.
For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day.
Okay, the Lord says that the Spirit of God is the eyes of God that search out everything inside your body and in your mind and your soul. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit of God is the eye. He searches out all things with the Spirit, by the Spirit. Then what?
Chapter 4, verse 10. For who hath despised the day of small things? They shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth.
Right, the eyes of the Lord. What do you think? It's just eyeballs rolling around the earth? No, it's the Spirit of God. He sees everything. All right, so there we have it. So now let's begin. Read that line again in this message. Go ahead, hurry up, because time...
The seven lamps are the seven spirits.
Right. The lamps, when you can see something, it's a revelation to you. When you see, there's an unveiling of the picture, the signs, okay? So it's like the Spirit of God is showing these things by picture, in the form of pictures or signs. Then what?
Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
Read that again.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Because they illuminate the Spirit of God, who is the Word. The words that I speak unto you are spirit, lamps of fire, and they are life. Amen?
Amen.
Not by power or might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so this is, can't receive anything from the Lord other than by faith in what the Spirit, in belief in the Spirit, the Word. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, are spirit and life. So to believe in Jesus, not just to believe the name, my name is Jesus, but is to believe what the Bible says about him. It says he's the entire Word of God. So if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that means you believe the whole Word of God, thou shalt be saved. Now, you're not going to believe the whole Word of God the minute that you get saved or the second you do, because you're still a babe in the Lord. But you're saying, I believe the Word of God will get my soul, the Spirit of God, which is the Word, will get me into heaven if I continue in the Lord, the Spirit, the Word. All right? Now, you let other people say, no, all you need to do, now, we know that we got to sin. And then they say, see, it's by the grace of God, not by works. Well, the Lord is not by your work. The Lord wants you to die. He doesn't want you to do good or evil. He wants to do the work in you. Amen?
Amen?
He wants you to be the continuation of his incarnation in this world. And you have to surrender your entire old life for this. You can't sin anymore. He won't live in you and through you. Because the Bible says, he that sinneth is of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're sinning, Jesus says, if you believe in once saved, always saved, then why is it that Jesus says, if you don't zealously keep my word, I'll spit you out of my mouth, out of my body. You won't be part of the body anymore. Come on, wake up, read the Word of God, and meditate on it, and understand what it's saying, what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Or you're going to die and go to hell. For all you know, you may lead yourself doon indeed tonight. You may lay down and die tonight. Every night I go to sleep, I tell him, I may lead me doon indeed. Will be all right with me. I've served the Lord 41 and a half years, and if he doesn't want me around anymore to preach his word, well then, fine, take me, Lord. I mean, I'm not afraid to die, because I know if I'm in the Lord, the Spirit of God's in me, I'll never die. I'm just leaving this muddy world and to get out of here and go into a place where there's no mud. Alright? I'm in a dirt body, but I'm going to leave this dirt body and have an ecclesiastical one, a transformed body from flesh into an eternal body, and I'm going to live forever in the kingdom of heaven, and you will too, if you'll be like I am, altogether as I am. And you can. It's just easy. The power of God gives you the power to do that. Okay, then what?
This is the Trinity. The Spirit shines on to the world. Christ is the embodiment, and God is the essence.
Mm-hmm.
What is the church? The church is...
I'm asking you, what is the church? Well, you say, well, I'm a Presbyterian. Another one says, I'm a Baptist. Another one says, well, I'm a Lutheran. Another one, I'm a Catholic. Another one says, I'm Pentecostal. So, but what is the church? Okay? What is it? Go ahead.
The church is a composition, a constitution of the triune God.
It's part of God. It's the body of God, the body of Christ. Christ is God. All right? It's not a Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or Lutheran or Pentecostal. We have to have the Pentecostal experience. I mean, that is, if you want to hear from the Lord on a daily basis. You've been saved, but that's just a temporary thing that the Lord gave them to comfort them and to show them that he's alive and that he forgives them, because they were under great conviction for having turned their back on him, and Peter himself denying him three times, and Thomas doubting that he resurrected from the dead. So he says, here, I forgive you. because you're, you know, you're not really spiritual yet. Here, receive the Holy Spirit. And he blew the Holy Spirit into him. He says, now, you need me abiding with you forever. I'm dead now. I mean, I'm still alive. I'm ever risen from the dead. I'm not going to die anymore. But I want to abide in you, and it's for your benefit. So 500 saw him at resurrect a few days later. And then only 120 of them showed up on the day of Pentecost to receive the abiding of the Lord God himself in them for leading, guidance, and directions. Now, we stars are the ones that shine like heaven. And stars, you know that captains of ships guide, or they can guide their ships by looking at the stars, the brightness of the stars. So we messengers or angels or stars are guides to the blind. We lead them unto righteousness, amen, from by the word of God, by allowing the Lord to live in us. This can't happen unless the Lord is abiding in you, the actual comforter, which is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can I hear a little hallelujah? Okay. Just a little one. Okay, then what?
A constitution of the triune God, which is the light of the world.
The constitution that's made up of the church is made up of God. Because the same life that God gives is living in them, so the Lord's living in them. Amen? Now the life of God is the breath, the wind, and the spirit. Amen? So he blows the spirit of life in you, the wind in you, the breath breathes in life. Now I want to abide there forever. It's temporary. It's not going to last because you're going to go through trials and tribulations. You won't have my abiding power in you to ward off all these fiery darts. You've got to put on the full armor of God. You've got to read the entire and receive the entire word of God, the entire spirit of God, in order to stand in this dark, troubled, condemned world. Don't you want to get out of here to the right place? Torment is in hell forever. It's a place of torment. And if you're not, if the Lord's not abiding in you, that's where you go, to an eternity of torment. Sure, nobody would want that unless they're crazy. Even the devil doesn't want that. He knows he's going there, and he's gone mad. Like I said, we're living in a world that's gone wild, mad, insane, crazy, berserk. Okay, then what?
The church shines forth God's virtues and attributes.
Yeah, the church, in other words, we angels. We show forth his what?
Virtues and attributes.
In other words, we are virtuous. We don't just preach the word. We let him live or represent himself out of us. So read that again so they understand it.
The church shines forth God's virtues and attributes in this very dark world.
So right. We're like him. Well, we're laying hands on people because these signs will follow those that are that the Lord abides in and that believe, in other words, that he is in them. And we lay hands on people and they recover. We pray for them and then we do all the miracles that the Lord says that these signs are that will happen. We'll cast out devils. We'll raise the dead. I've done all these things. You know, but not yet, not I, but the Lord in and through me. And he'll do the same thing through you. So don't be jealous of me. Get your own salvation, and God is the same God that will live in you as he's living in me, and he's not inferior in you than he is in me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and is no respecter of persons. Those that yield their entire lives over to him, he'll show himself. Okay, then what?
The church shines forth God's virtues and attributes in this very dark world, so that those in darkness can see God.
So that they can see God in us. Because he's representing himself to the world in and through us. All right? If we're out there rioting, going to whorehouses, and sitting in nightclubs and just drinking all night long, and living and going to lesbian and homosexual bars, and committing adultery and fornication, then you're just the world. But the Lord in us, he says, no. You have to learn to say no. Amen? And the Spirit in you will say no. I see our time is up. I've actually gone a minute more than I should have. And those of you that would like to have the Lord living in you, this message was how to have God's life living in you. Amen?
Amen.
Well, all you have to do is say this prayer. That begins the thing. That begins eternal life. And remember, even after you pray this prayer, you still need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you receive the Spirit of the Lord, now this is temporary. He wants you to get in so you'll be part of the ministry. So say this prayer. Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, because all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, your word says. You are the word. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. And if you'd like the copy of this program, it's program number 153, and we're going to give you four different ways how to receive it. Program 153, please specify if you want a tape or a CD, and it's absolutely free of charge. Tell them how to receive this tape or CD. And a Bible, if you like, or a Messiah book or literature. All right, go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
Well, we're going to continue with this how to have God's life living in you. Tomorrow will be part 52, and I'm sure you're going to want to hear it, because it's for your and your loved ones' eternal life. If you're saved, then your loved ones will get saved as well if you just really let the Lord live in and through you. So until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.